corner.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you all?
We're going to do a short Anabakoach today because there's a lot of verses in tonight's section of the Zohar. So please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Serura, Alephek Yimel Yutach Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Tacharenu Nora, Ufreshayan Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshefutcha, Kivavat Shavrem, Nun Gimodalet, Yutav Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Mars, Ma'adim, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the Scorpio. Dalet and Nun together spell the Hebrew word Din, or which means judgment. Barchem tacharem rachame sikacha tami Gamlem, Petet Resh, Sadi Tav Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Na'el Adatecha, Het Kufpet, Tet Nunayan, Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushatecha, Yid Gimelamed, Pei Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot, Shin Kufav, Sadi Yud Taf. The verse that connects us to the year 5777 is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. The first letters of the five words of this verse, Tzod Hatzaduni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. The first letters can be parsed into three Hebrew words, Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And it teaches us that if you act like brothers, eventually you will become brothers. And the tzaddikim who left this day, the 10th of Cheshvan, the first one to realize is God ben Yaakov Avinu, one of the tribes, one of the 12 tribes, he passed on this day, the 10th of Cheshvan. Rabbi Yechiel Michel of Krakow, Rabbi Aryeh Lieb of Stanislav, Rabbi Meir, Rav of Lelov in Ostroha, Rabbi Abraham Oppenheim, Rabbi Yosef Meir, the Rav of Golina, Rabbi Yitzhak Shich of Karlin, the Karen Ora, Rabbi Meir Shapit of Kobrin, Rabbi Dov Berish Wiedenfeld, the Techepiner Rav. These are the Tzaddikim whose decided to leave this day. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, which we say in a whisper. Tonight's Zohar class is from Lech Lecha. It's section 8, which you can find on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 1. The right-hand column will open up all of the list of all of the parashiyot. Scroll to where it says Lech Lecha, and click on that, and then we are reading and studying section 8. And we'll start with Pasuk 41. First, we will say L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Yishkin Tei B'Chilu Erchimud Chilud Chilu Erchimu L'Yachda L'Shem Yud Hei B'Vav Hei V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael L'Imud Torah Mitzvah L'Asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu. Ve'escha Ligoy Gadol Ay Birkata Chada Ve'avarecha Terein Ve'agadla Shemecha tilat v'heyeh v'racha arba v'yavarka mevarachecha chamesh umkalel lelcha haor shit uvni reku v'cha kol mishpetot Mishpechot Ha'adama Ha'sheva Kewan Titbarku Pilein Sheva Birkan Maketiv Vailech Avram Kasher Diber Elav Hashem V'nachata Lechai Alma kema deit pakta. The translation. There are 7 blessings that appear in this passage. The passage is talking the opening verses of Lech Lecha. 1, and I will make of you a great nation. 2, and I will bless you. 3, and make your name great. 4, and you shall be a blessing. 5, and I will bless them that bless you. 6, and curse him that curses you. 7, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. And after he received these 7 blessings, it is written, so Avram departed as Hashem had spoken to him. This means that he went down to the world as he was directed to by Hashem. My commentary. This is an amazing revelation. This list of blessings was sent to the soul of Avram while in heaven. This is where we learn that the soul sees the life it will lead in the physical world prior to coming into its mother's womb and the physical body. Verse 42. Miyad v'yelech ito lo gayu nachash v'idlatya alma beginea v'ihu kaim l'pidcha liasta'a Lagufa velatifo nishmata pulchana veit bakdat ad v'diyavrun ala behai alma yud gimel shenin diha mit resar shenin ulela nishmata It's a rat, let me flat. Pool cana, let me pack that. Ahidiktivi Avram ben Chamesh, Shanim v'shivim, Shana sheva v'chamesh, Tirei sarinun. Immediately Lot went with him. This is the serpent that was cursed and caused the world to be cursed. The scriptures call the serpent by the name Lot because Lot means a curse in Aramaic. The serpent was cursed and brought curses on the world. So he accompanies the soul during its stay in this world. And the serpent stands at the opening in order to mislead the body. As it is written, sin crouches at the door. And this is why the soul will not start fulfilling the mission it was commanded to perform until it has completed 13 years in this world. Because from the 12th year onward, the soul is aroused to fulfill its task. Therefore, it is written that Avram was 75 years old. 70 in reduced numerical value equals 7. And 7 and 5 equals 12. Then the soul leaves Haran, which is the Klipot, and is aroused to serve Hashem and fulfill its allotted task. My commentary. Learn this well. Your Yetzer Hara comes into the body when the birth takes place. It is not until the 13th year, which occurs the day after the 12th birthday, that the Yetzer HaTov comes into the body. And then it is not always true for every person. Only those who have corrected their nefesh completely while in their childhood. That is what is hinted in this pasuk. Pasuk 43. Ukdein it chaziat nishmata b'hai alma tiyatya. Mechamesh shanim, v'dinunut, tavkuf, pirs parse, dilana, techaye, v'shivim, shana daihu, ahu ilana, mamash, tihu shviya'a, ledargim, v'shiavim, Shana Itkere. The translation. Uftein Itchaziat Nishmata Bahai. Excuse me, my mistake. I skipped a translation, I think. My mistake was not to go far enough. I'm on the translation now. And then after 12 years, the soul can be seen in this world because it comes from the 5 years, which are the 500 parasangs of the tree of life. It is then acknowledged as an offspring of Zeranpin, which is called the tree of life, which is 500 parasangs walk. And 70 years refers to the same tree, which is the seventh among the grades, namely the Nukva, which is the seventh Sephirah among the seven Sephirot. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, Yesod, and Malchut. And then the soul is acknowledged as the offspring of Zeranpin and the Nukva. My commentary. Learn this well. Any number in the Torah has many levels of understanding. Avram was 75 when he left Haran in the words of the Torah, and now we have heard two different understanding, two levels of ideas. Which is true? Both. Can you accept that there are 68 other meanings? If not, then the Zohar is not for you, Chas v'Shalom. Know that the Zohar is for every soul living in the physical world right now. at this moment. Pasuk 44. Kidei nachat mehahu zu hamad nachash v'yalat befulchana kadisha hahidiktiv v'tzeito mecharan mehahu rugda rugza v'tukva dehahu nachash dehawa aste Leya ad chashta legufa v'shalta lo. The translation. Then the soul departs from the filth of the serpent and enters to the holy work. And so it is written, when he departed out of Haran from the wrath and aggression of the Satan, who until now has ruled over the body by deceiving it. My commentary. This pasuk applies to every soul. The Satan rules over the soul, and nobody in the first 12 years of life by telling the soul deceptive things. Every toddler has shown their parents that mischievous child look. Where do you think that comes from? Pasuk 45. Beilana shalta arla tilat shenim Bevarnash tilat seres shenim Deikrun shene arla Kewan diavaru Agufainun shenin v'itavrat Nishmata lemiflach Hulchana tadisha, pekidat legufa liruta, tavali tofof lehahu nachash, behala yakilish leshalta kima dehawe. The translation. The orla, literally the foreskin, rules over the tree for 3 years, which are called the orla years. In the human being, the first 13 years are called the orla years. After the body has lived these years, the soul is aroused to fulfill its holy task. It then receives full control over the body and inspires the goodwill necessary to overcome the serpent. And then the serpent will not be able to control the body as it did before. My commentary. Read the pasuk carefully. The serpent will not be able to control the body as it did before. It does not say that the soul controls the body completely, only that the serpent cannot control the body unhindered as it did in the orla years. We must also ask, why are the orla years 13 years and not 3? Pasuk 46. Dikti vayikach Avram et shiretzarei Ishto vigomer dagufa dihi Legabe nishmata kinokva legabe Tekurav et lot ben achim, achiv, da nachash, dilad aade, kol kach min gufa, begin didbe kuta, te gufa la aadiyu, kol kach min eya, aval itaruta. Tanishmata alke leyata dir beatre beya viokach leya bekafif leya alkarcheya Belaya Kilishalta. The translation. As it is written, and Abram took Sarai, his wife. Sarai, his wife, refers to the body, which in comparison to the soul is like the female toward the male. And Lot, his brother's son, refers to the serpent that does not completely leave the body, even after 13 years, because the clinging of the body is not entirely gone from it. Nevertheless, the arousal of the soul strikes it always, warns and reproves it, and forces it to obey so that it cannot take control anymore. My commentary. This pasuk is describing a three-way relationship. There is a body, there is a soul, and there is a serpent. We learn generally that when the body listens to the serpent, it becomes less healthy or loses years of life due to the extreme actions. The opposite is true. When the body listens to the soul, it becomes healthier and regains years of life in strong actions. The important words are the arousal of the soul strikes it. What is it, the body or this? What is it, the body or the serpent? It is the serpent. The serpent is being forced against its will to support the decisions of the body when it listens to the soul. The opposite is also true according to the Kabbalah's teaching. The soul is the good inclination, in my opinion. Verse 47. V'et kol rechusham asher akasu ilein ovadin tavim diaved parnash b'chai alma v'it aruta t'nishmata v'et hanefesh asher asu b'charan ahu nefesh dachawat Bekad meta bibekuta behavruta tehahio arla bahade gufa viatkin lalavatar dehalavatar deplesar chenin ulela denishmata Itarat liat kana lagufa tarvai yahu metak min lehahu nefesh demish tatva petukva denachash utuvateya isha haidiktiv et hanefesh Asher asu becharan. The translation. And their substance that they had gathered refers to the good deeds that a person performs in this world because of the awakening of the soul. And the souls, the nefesh that they had made in Haran, refers to that nefesh which at first was attached to the foreskin of the body and clung to it, and which later was amended by the neshama. It is described by the words, and the nefesh that they had made in Haran, which refer to the craving nefesh, which feels great attachment to the lusts of the body and the klipot. So after 13 years, when the neshama is aroused to amend the body, both the neshama and the body amend the nefesh that participated in the harsh judgments of the serpent and its evil desires, as it is written in the nefesh that they had made in Haran. The reason why they had made is written in the plural is because it refers to the neshama and the body, which together amend the nefesh, the neshama by awakening the body, and the body by its good deeds. In the above pasuk, substitute the word ruach for neshama, because the ruach enters the body in the 13th year, while the neshama enters the body in the 20th year, according to the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh. With this understanding, then the good deeds that the body does causes the soul to control the serpent. Yet this does not happen until the 20th year. Now let's realize that the word neshama is accurate. The soul, the ruach, is constantly in conflict with the body, the nefesh level, during the teen years. This helps to explain why teens are not understandable by and to adults. Verse 48. Beim kolda nishmata itket pat. Be'a beha hu nachash leta bira le'a betukfa b'shibuda b'tshuva hadahu diktir v'yavor ad kein sitre Torah. The translation. With all this, the neshama continues to attack the serpent in order to break it, so that it will surrender and be enslaved under the influence of repentance. Therefore, it is written, and Avram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, because Shechem is the dwelling place of the Shekhinah, and that is because the power of the serpent has already been completely broken by the neshama. And this is the end of Sitrei Torah, a section of this Torah, this parasha, is the secrets of the Torah. And it generally is not easily understood. My commentary. Know that the above sequence and fight happens in each human being every day. This is the essence of being human. This is why we are in this physical world, to train the body. That's the end of the section and the end of our class, and I must have confused section 9 for section 8, because there's a lot of verses in section 9, so I apologize. But we did have an excellent class on advanced reincarnation, which ran a little bit over. So I would suggest you end up listening to both recordings tonight, because they're dealing with very interesting and esoteric subjects. Does anybody have any questions? So tomorrow, Friday, there will not be any classes. Saturday at 6 p.m., there will be a Havdalah ritual class. At 7 o'clock, we will have a Parashah, a Zohar class, dealing with the Parashah of Vayera. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have our third class in Why Study Zohar. At 2 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our third class in our basic series of classes. This one deals with the letters, the creation of the Hebrew letters, and the Anabakoah. And also I explain the Zohar. It's always important to review the basic classes when you have a chance. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, an essay from Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have the second class in 10 luminous emanations, or in Talmud Esser Sefirot is the Hebrew name. It's the study of the Sefirot and the process of how they transform the infinite light of God in the Ein Sof down to the physical world. That's done in 16 chapters. And this is only our second class in that subject. Although we have gone over the introduction of that subject. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our question and answer series. Thursday at 4:30, we will have another class in our advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, we will have another Zohar on the Parasha of Vayera. Are there any questions? If not, I bid you all shalom. Have a beautiful week, a Shabbat shalom, a wonderful Shabbat, and a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.